Joining me now is head coach of the York Institute Dragons baseball team, Coach Adam Bowden. Coach, tell me, through two games this week, what have you seen from your team? What stuck out to you in terms of how your team's performed so far this week?
You know, I think we've played pretty good baseball. We played real well Monday at Cannon County. Nick pitched lights out. He pitched a complete game, had 15 strikeouts. So, you know, pitching was good. Eli started last night. Ran into a little bit of trouble, but he still pitched a good game. Watertown did a good job getting hits when they needed to and finding holes. But overall, I've been pretty pleased with how we've played the last 2 weeks as far as district goes.
So, Coach, when you talk about playing well in the district like you guys have these last couple of weeks, what do you think has been the key for your guys, whether it's at the plate, on the mound? What's been the key in them kind of turning the season around a little bit, getting a little bit more consistency? What's been the key there?
I think it's got to go back to pitching. I felt like pitching was going to be a strong point for us this year. And, we struggled a little bit at times, locating. And I think once we settled in and started throwing strikes, our defense has done a better job of not giving these good district teams extra outs. So we've done a good job. We've got to do a better job of when we get an opportunity to score. We played well Monday, but we get a lead on double in the top of the fourth inning with no outs, we've got to find a way to get him in to score. When it's one run game, our pitching this year in the district has been great. We've got to capitalize when we get runners in scoring position. Runners left on base is what's hurt us the most. When we get bases loaded, no outs. If we scored one run last night, bases loaded, no out. And when we don't capitalize on that, it seems like the other team comes out and we score two or three runs like they did last night. We've just got to do a better job of finding ways to manufacture runs.
So, Coach, in that same vein, how much of that, in your opinion, is situational awareness when someone's at the plate, knowing, hey, I've got a guy on third with one out or a guy on second with no outs and I need to hit a fly ball or I need to hit a ball to the right side? How much of that just comes down to situational awareness?
We've got to know what it's going to take. Like you said, you get a runner on third base, less than two outs, a ground ball to the right side, just going to score a run, a fly ball, we're going to tag up the score, and the worst thing you can do is strike out. And we're striking out too much with runners in scoring position. I think sometimes we try to do too much instead of just taking what we've got and giving in front of us. We try to do too much, trying to hit a gapper or something like that, when really all it takes is just a fly ball to have a really good quality, productive at bat. And I think that just comes with experience. We took some, going into the year, I knew there was going to be some growing pains because of maybe some lack of experience in certain positions. But I think we see it now. You can explain, we got to do this, got to do that. But until we actually see it unfold in front of us, it's hard for them to really understand it, but I think we're getting a better concept of, got a guy on third base, one out, we get an outside part of the plate fastball, let's just go take the pitch where it goes, hit it second base, and get this guy in.
So, Coach, on a slightly different note, because I don't want to just graze over Nick's performance on Monday, seven innings, one hit, 15 strikeouts. Those aren't the kind of outings you just get every single night from any pitcher. It sounds like he had just about everything working. What do you think was the best part of his performance?
I think the best thing he's done a lot of really good things this year. Is keeping his composure. We've had a young guy catching for him for the most part of the season, and he hadn't caught for him before because. Last year he didn't pitch last year. And I knew I had, I've had a lot of confidence in him that he would come in and as the season progressed, he would do a good job. And I've been really pleased with Anthony Moon and how he's done behind the plate. But, you know, one thing, you know, we talked last time, I believe, about, you know, keeping your composure, not letting things, you know, not dwelling on the bad. You know, if one bad thing happens, or, you know, he doesn't get a pitch that he might, should, or he feel like he should, you don't see any kind of frustration out of him. He does a great job of just, you know, going out there and doing his thing. I've talked to him a lot about, over the course of the year, you know, about what you need to do, stuff like that, hit your spots. He does that. He's very coachable. But he doesn't show a lot of emotion out there, you know, when things go bad. When things go good, you know, he's always, you know, we make a good play behind him. You know, we had the Cannon County, they were threatening a little bit, and we turned a double play behind him, and, you know, he's always fist bumping the guys, making plays behind him on defense. So I really think that, you know, just keeping his composure, making sure, you know, we don't get upset, don't let things get to him. I think that,